בוקר טוב רבותיי, ערב שבת שלום, שושן פורים שמח. The truth is that, you know, today's festivities were marred by by the terrible news that everybody's already discussing this morning, and it's really hard to talk and to concentrate even on Torah, which was what Hagaon HaGadol Rabbeinu Shmareu Yosef Chaim Kanievsky Zecher Tzadik VeKadosh Livracha embodied. So it's very hard. Obviously he would want us to focus our energies now on Torah and Halakha and Simcha. But it's at the moment when it's still fresh, it's very, very, very difficult. I don't really know what else to say, but today is a very scary day for Am Yisrael, because Am Yisrael just lost another shield. Mamash Magin Hador. Besides for being the Gdol Hador, he was also, you know what a Magin is? It was the shield of the generation, you know, like the Iron Dome, the Iron Dome of Am Yisrael is the tzaddikim shebechol dor v'dor, especially the gdolei hador. So we just lost another shield, and that makes him in a better place, but not us. It's a very, very, very scary thing. Another line of defense is off. So we'll say something just because we have to learn, but it's really, I'm certainly not in the frame of mind to be me'ayin right now. But mikol makom as follows. Today there's machloket I spoke about in the morning. There's machloket achronim today Shushan Purim. As machloket, we know that there's a famous gemara, it's a baraita, that's quoted in Psachim, Davav Amud Aleph, Tanya Shu'alin V'dorshin Bilchot Pesach Kodem HaPesach Shiloshim Yom. And we start learning, there's machloket exactly what the Girsa is, Shu'alin, or also Dorshin, the laws of Pesach, 30 days before. Everybody knows, yeah, it also applies to the other holidays, but everybody knows Shloshim Yom Kodem HaPesach, already 30 days before Pesach, is a big deal. And soon we're going to see that there are different applications of that. The question in the Acharonim is, when do those 30 days start? Yeah. The Pri Chadash brings down an opinion that it starts from Purim Day, from Yudalet Be'adar, because 30 days from then is Erev Pesach, and the Pri Chadash vehemently opposes that opinion and says not true. He brings Ra'ayot that it applies only from the day after, from Shushan Purim. Maran Achida disagrees with the Pri Chadash, and he brings Ra'ayot against him in Birkei Yosef. Back and forth anyway, but the Maran Achida ends up saying that the Shloshim Yom Kodem HaPesach actually start from Yom HaPurim Mamash. That's why it's customary for many people, I did it yesterday, to learn a little bit of Ilchot Pesach at Seudat Purim. At Seudat Purim, besides for all the other Torah that you learn in Purim, there's an Inyan to learn Ilchot Pesach at the Seudat Purim. So it is what it is. That's gone, but that's that. Now, but everybody agrees that from Shushan Purim, from the 15th of Adar, what's the halacha? Bevadai u'bevadai, were within the 30 days. Now, not, you know, there are halachot that are associated from 30 days before Pesach. You know that. For instance, we know that if a person leaves home more than 30 days before Pesach, and he does not plan to come back during Pesach, the halacha is that he doesn't need to do bedikat chametz in his house before he leaves. Yeah, which means if he leaves his house before Purim and he's not coming home for Pesach, he does not have to do bdikat chametz. Whereas, if a person leaves his home within the 30-day mark from Pesach, the halacha is before he leaves, he must do bedikat chametz without a bracha, obviously, because the only time we do bedikat chametz bivracha is belel bedikat chametz, right, on the night of bedikat chametz. But still, there's a chiyuv that shows you why is that? Because when we're within 30 days of Pesach, the Chachamim said you're already in Pesach mode. You're already in chametz u'matzah mode within 30 days from Pesach. So now, whether that starts on Purim or in Shushan Purim is subject to a debate among the poskim. So, but now it's Shushan Purim.
Rabbi, if the bedikat chametz is a day before, so the 30 days should be from Purim. Is that true? Not Shushan Purim. In other words, where the bedikat are.
Well, that's 30 days. Well, that would be subject to the same machloket that I spoke about before. When do we consider 30 days before Pesach? Do we go by Pesach or do we go by Erev Pesach? That's part of the machloket. So,
but this is not Pesach. This is the day before. But the Gad Chametz is always done one day before. So the 30 days would be applicable, but one day before.
Well, the only reason why we do the Gad Chametz the night before Pesach, which means the night of Erev Pesach, is because doing it on the night of Pesach would be too late, because the Torah gives a time when chametz has to be eliminated by, which is during the on the morning of Erev Pesach. So, now, Rabotai, listen carefully. There's a very famous question. The very first Bet Yosef in Hilchot Pesach, in Siman Tav Kaftet, he asks a famous question. And he says, there seems to be a contradiction between two different Gemarot. What? One, right, it seems to be a blaring contradiction. What does it say? It says, number one is the Gemara that I just told you in Pesachim Davav, that it says that we start to teach, we start to sho'alin bedorshin, which means that we inquire, and bidoresh, which means teach, expound the laws of Pesach from 30 days before. Whereas there's another Gemara, the very last Gemara, the last Baraita, in Masechet Megillah, it says, "Yeah, Tenur Banan, Megillah Daf Lamed Bet. Moshe tiken laim ni Yisrael, shu shoalim v'dorshin bilchot haPesach baPesach, bilchot Atzeret baAtzeret, bilchot Chag beChag beChag. Shneimar, yeah, vaydaber Moshe et Moade Adonai el Bnei Yisrael. Ma kavanah that you should learn and teach these halachot on the holidays itself." Says the Bet Yosef, obvious discrepancy here is, let's put all the other Chagim on the side for a moment. Now, right, our focus right now is on Pesach. Do we start learning the halachot of Pesach on Pesach, or is it 30 days before? Two different Gemarot say two different things. The Bet Yosef brings down three different answers to this question. Depending on which answer is the primary answer, will make nafkaminot la'alacha, as I will explain soon. Answer number one.
Say the question again, please.
Mike, you say the question.
We have two Gemara. The Rav Kordi Gemara in Pesachim Vav Amud Aleph that says that we doshim shalim doshim mechot Pesach kolim mechot tshushim yom. We have to learn and ask questions and teach about Pesach before Pesach within 30 days. And as the last Gemara in Megillah says that Moshe Rabbeinu was betaken, that you learn and you teach or you discuss Hilchot Pesach bePesach, on Pesach, Chag bChag, Sukkot on Sukkot, Atzeret bAtzeret. So one Gemara says on the holiday learn. One
Gemara says it could be Mekayim both.
But okay, but you got the question. Why is one say on? Why is one say 30 days before?
So let me ask you the obvious. We can say both, right? So shouldn't one Gemara or both Gemarot have said, if it's really both, the Gemara could have said, Shoalin bedorshin bilchot haPesach, shloshim yom kodem haPesach, uva Pesach. No. On this and on that. No. That's not what the Gemarot say. One Gemara says only 30 days before. And another Gemara says only on the holiday. Which one?
What's the
Ikar? Bet Yosef quotes three answers. The first answer he quotes from the Ran, from Rabbeinu Nissim, okay, in Masechet Pesachim, yeah, and the other two are his own answers, yeah. First answer he brings from the Ran is a very interesting thing. He says, "V'yesh lomar, watch very carefully. Dehad detanya shualim v'dorshin kodem haPesach shloshim yom, lav lememra de'anu mechuyavim lishol v'lidrosh bilchot haPesach." It doesn't mean that 30 days before you must start learning Hilchot Pesach, בשני תלמידים ששואלים, אחד שואל כעניין, ואחד שואל שלא כעניין, נזקקין לשואל כעניין, אתה להשמועינן, דכל ששואל בהלכות הפסח, 30 יום קודם לפסח, חשיב שואל כעניין, וכן פירש הרן, yeah, this is, the run says in both places, in פסחים and in מגילה, yeah, so, what was the, number one, the run says, not that the Gemara means you have to start learning הלכות פסח, rather what, it's a Gemara talking about the רבנים, הרב, הרב הפוסק, the halacha is, if two people come to ask a Rav a question, one person is asking a question that is relevant, relevant to the time. Another person comes to ask a question that is irrelevant. It's a Torah question, but it's not relevant right now. What's the halacha? The Rav only has a chiyuv to answer. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Rav has a chiyuv to answer only the Talmid, the person who's asking a question that is relevant now. To the other one who's, right, imagine right now you come asking me a question about Hanukkah. You want to be nice, right? Because don't forget, a Rav has, if you're a Rav Pusik, you have an obligation to answer Sheilot. If a person comes and asks now a question to Rav Pusik on Ilchot Hanukkah, what can the Rav tell him?
Come back later.
Habibi, ta'ase tova. And it doesn't mean that he's, if he's holding and he want, it doesn't mean anything's wrong. It's not a lack of kavod of the Rav. If he says, "Alo, lo achshav," you know what I'm saying? When we get to Hanukkah season, talk to me. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have to answer. Whereas the person who's coming to ask a question that's relevant now to the time, he's got to answer that question. Comes the run to say, when do Hilchot Pesach? Comes the Gemara says the run. When do Hilchot Pesach questions in Hilchot Pesach to the Rav become relevant to the time? Says the Gemara. And when is everybody obligated to actually sit and learn the laws? That's on Pesach. You understand? Opa, say back the answer. How is there no stira? Josh, tagid.
So the Gemara and Zafim for 30 days before the Chag.
Which means each Gemara is actually talking about different people. One's for the Am, one's for the Rabbanim. Tagid.
So the Gemara and Zafim is coming to tell the Pesach that if you have a Sheila from a Talmid in regards to Pesach or something, and another question, nothing to do with Pesach. You answer the question in regards to Pesach.
Yeah.
The Gemara in the Megillah is talking about
Dan,
that you're hayav to learn Hilchot Pesach on Pesach itself.
That's why, by the way, on Pesach, there's drashot. On Chag HaPesach, Rabbanim everywhere give drashot. In the drashot, they sprinkle in, that's what a Rav is supposed to do. It's supposed to be a little bit Darush, a little bit Halacha, a little bit agada. Mix everything in to make a nice, you know, a little bit of jokes, just to be Moshech et ha'ozen. But now listen to this, Rabotai, it's very important. Okay? So now comes out a very interesting thing. I want to ask you a question. You remember before I told you that according to, by the way, Maran Zichron Berachah and Chazon Obadiah also holds like the Chida, that 30 days before Pesach, what did I tell you that the Chida held? By the way, Zirta was this past week, Yud Aleph Ba'adar Bet. What did the Chida tell us about 30 days before? When does it start? Purim or Shushan Purim? Chida argued on the Prichada. She says it starts on Purim. Let's say two people come to the Rav on Purim day.
Oh.
One asks a question about Purim, and one asks a question about Pesach. What's the halacha? First of all, does he have to answer both now? If Purim, you tell me the third... Huh? One second. First of all, can the Rav say, I don't want to answer you, Pesach guy? No. According to him, that the 30 days start from Purim, you have to answer. But who gets precedence? Who gets Chut HaKadima?
Purim.
You answer the Purim guy first. You say, tell the Pesach guy, wait here. Answer Purim. And then you go back and you answer Pesach guy. So,
does this apply to non-holiday topics as well?
What do you mean?
If one buffer is asking about Kodashim and the other is learning about Yochot Shabbat, you have to answer Yochot Shabbat?
Ibadai.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What if the Pesach guy is more chashuv?
Huh?
What if the Pesach guy is more chashuv?
What do you mean more chashuv?
Bigger rabbi.
Then why would he be asking you shalos?
He's the even bigger rabbi.
Oh, you mean it's Tamid Chacham?
Yes.
Nevertheless, you give Kadima to the one who's asking the more relevant question. Everything's practical, but relevance is the key.
If somebody asks a full Shabbat question on Tuesday, can you tell them to come back on Shabbat?
No. Because he has to know on Tuesday what to do for the coming Hilchot Shabbat. That's the beauty of Hilchot Shabbat. Hilchot Shabbat is always relevant. tzitzit utfilin is always relevant. You understand? You know what I'm saying? Basar bechalav is always relevant because these things can happen. Yeah. Mo'adim is a little bit less relevent because the mo'adim come and go. You know what I'm saying?
Is it the Ron? Rabbi, maybe a person learning a particular masechet. Maybe a person is learning another masechet. So at the present time, it is Torah Lishma. Nothing to do with practicality. He's learning the Gemara. He's learning Masechet Pesachim. And now it happens to be Hanukkah.
Yeah. But nevertheless, the Rav does not have an obligation to explain the Gemara and Pesachim to the person who's learning it if it's not relevant at the time. If he wants to be nice and he's holding and he can answer, is it asur for the Rav to answer him? Mapitom. The Torah.
It's because it's a posek and it is halakha lemaaseh. I mean, this is not learning Torah lishma. This is talking about practicality.
We're talking about psikat halakha. Now, Rabotai, listen carefully.
So is the Ron saying, is it din kedima, or is it saying not to answer the other God?
There's no din not to answer. If I want to answer, you want to come to me to ask me a question now about Tu Bishvat, and I want to answer you, matov manayim, but I don't have to. That's the point. First of all, I don't have to. And now, plus the Pesach guy, let's say one, two people come to me now. One to ask about Pesach, one to ask about Tu Bishvat. I can answer Tu Bishvat, but halacha dictates that I must answer Pesach first. Two things. I don't have to answer Tu Bishvat. And even if I want to, I must first give precedence to Pesach.
What if it's Shemitah question and Pesach? So you're in the Shemitah year right now.
Yeah.
So which one comes first?
In Eretz Yisrael, let's
say.
So the question is, which one's Nogea right now? If it's a Shemitah question that's Nogea right now, I take it now. Understand? Now, Rabotai, listen carefully. You see, it's interesting. Even in the way questions are answered in halacha, there's halachot, there's an order, there's a tone post. Now, another thing, that's one answer of the Bet Yosef quoting the Ran. Answer number two, I'm going to tell you outside. Answer number two says the Bet Yosef. Yeah, he says Pesach manishtana halayla azeh mikol halelot. Pesach is different than all of the other holidays. How so? The halachot of Pesach are so long and tedious. You have if you split up ilchot Pesach, how does that go? You have dinei bedikat chametz. Then you have all of the dinim of hechsher kelim, afiyat matzot. Leila seder, tefillot and things, dinei leila seder, tefillot. There's so much to do. Now, you can't say, now, even though it's true that Bet Yosef does point out that even by other holidays, yes, Sukkot also has a lot of halachot, right?
Yeah.
About Sukkah, Velulav, Nachon. Shavuot doesn't have really many, besides for Ilchot Yom Tov, the regular Yom Tov, Nachon. Aval ma, everybody remembers Ilchot Yom Tov b'Shavuot, but the same applies to all of the other Yom Tov. He says, but by Sukkah, even though there are extensive laws by Sukkah v'Lulav, says the Bet Yosef, most Sukkot are kasher. But it's so easy to make a kosher Sukkah. Most Lulavim v'Etrogim are kasher. So therefore, what? In spite of all of the extensive halachot of Sukkah v'lulav, what?
Not much room for mikshol.
It's easy. Yeah. By Pesach, not only are there so many laws, first of all, there's more laws of Pesach than Sukkah and Lulav together, but there's so much room for mikshol, for error, if you don't learn it. And if we say, okay, you know what? Let's start learning ilchot Pesach on Pesach. What's wrong with this picture?
Not enough time.
Mazen, not enough time. It's too late. It's on Pesach. It's after Zman HaYisur. Now, what are you going to do about Matzah? Can't. It's already too late to eliminate Chametz. And now it's already, you can't bake your Matzot. Can't kasher your Kelim. Mata'aseh Asham. And therefore what? Therefore, Chazal dictated. Then Ilchot Pesach, it's not, all the other holidays, it's enough to do it. By Sukkot and Shavuot, it's enough to do it on the Chag. But by Ilchot Pesach, Chazal kav'o ma? 30 days before, in order to be adequately prepared. Answer number two. Answer number three. When Chazal said 30 days before, okay, they primarily meant 30 days before, specifically by Pesach, because of the Korban Pesach.
Oh.
And the Korban Pesach had to be checked to make sure there's no mumim, to make sure it's kashel Korban.
Is that not about the Korban?
Huh? Chachmei HaMishnah. Betach. Tanaim were bizman Bet HaMikdash. Yeah? Now, that being said, right, Mishnayot and Baraitot were authored by Tanaim. Tanaim were still bizman Abayit. So they originally made this takana. They originally made this takana. Why? Because of the Korban Pesach has to be prepared. Now what? That takes time to make sure you have to go buy and check and whatever. Now, even though there's no more Korban Pesach, the original takana of learning for 30 days stayed in place. But that only applies to the holiday of Pesach and not to the other two. Okay? So we have three answers of the Bet Yosef, one from the Ran, two from himself. Quickly play back the answers. Quick. Three answers. We have the question. Stira from Psachim to Merilah. Yeah, is it 30 days before or is it on the holiday of Pesach? Three answers. No, go, shoot.
Ron said it's talking about the person, the Gavra. So the Gemara, Psachim is saying that the rabbi has to answer, as opposed to the Gemara and Megillah, someone else has to learn on.
Yeah.
The first answer is the rest of the Mu'adim aren't as complicated the halakhot. I mean, even though it's exhaustive, there's not much room for mikshur that you can mess up such a grave mistake.
It's very easy. To build a kosher sukkah. Yeah. It's very easy to get just, you know, basically kosher arba'at aminim. Nachon? Zeh. Aval Pesach.
There's a lot of room for mitzvot with karet and all the halakot and
it's very tedious.
And a lot of small things that can be a big mistake.
Okay. Answer number three. Korban.
Oh, yeah. Korban Pesach, Toshim Yom. They have to check for the mumin, make sure it's...
There's no more korban.
Still,
the takana of learning is still there. What about the other holidays? And nachon, there are other korbanot on the holidays. Olat Re'iya. There's remember Olat Re'iya, Shalmei Chagiga, but Korban Pesach was there was an extra korban for Pesach.
Now that Korban Pesach was brought on the
14th,
so 30 days before.
Oh, yafe, yafe. But I want to tell you a nice nafkamina now between the answers, and then you'll see why Maran Paskin this what he did. Watch this. In Shulchan Aruch, if you open a Shulchan Aruch, I forgot to bring one. That was pretty. No, you can open on the phone. Tiftach. Siman Taf Kaftet. Maran writes a very interesting, this halacha in a very interesting way. Mikey, Tikra Ma'omen.
Open
Orach Haim, Siman 429.
Chain of Zimabim, the son of which they say things. Shoalim bechol Pesach kolim bepesach shloshim yom. No dorshim.
Unlike the tour, takshivata, gushkom. Unlike the tour, yeah, it's hard. Rabotai, beemet, I'm trying to catch myself because it's not. It's hard to be. A person shouldn't be joyful now, but the Torah mamash
gives. It helps.
The Torah gives a person simcha. David HaMelech already wrote in Tehillim. He says, "Lule Toratecha sha'ashuai az avavti be'onim." Without your Torah being my entertainment, Shashua is like a plaything, like a toy, I would have been lost in my sorrow. David HaMelech Alav HaShalom, his entire life, very short life of 70 years, almost every single day of David's life was full of suffering, hardship, pain, suffering. And yet, David HaMelech writes about himself in Tehillim, that the only thing that saved him from the from insanity as a result of his hardships was what?
Torah
Kedoshah. That's it. It's the only thing that saved him. Can you imagine? When he was born, everyone called him Mamzir. Yeah. He grows up a little bit. They try to send him to the front lines to get him killed. Well, he finally gets married to a woman, to the king's daughter, who he won legitimately by killing Goliath, Michal. What does her father do? He takes her away and gives her to someone else, to Palti ben Naish. Then what? If that wasn't enough, his father-in-law, Shaul HaMelech, chases him to try to kill him. Then that works out. Eventually he becomes Melech Yisrael, David Melech Yisrael. And then what?
His son
tries to kill him too. Then he has an incident with this came before with his two children, in inter, you know, with Amnon and Tamar. All tzarot. How does a person not go insane?
Then the magifa.
The magifa, tzarot, Bathsheba, all sorts of things.
Sorry, I lost a child.
But Sheva lost the child, her first child in the home. All sorts of things. How can a human being of flesh and blood remain sane after an entire life, short life of 70 years, with tzarot? How? You ever thought about that? Can you put yourself in your own, chas v'shalom bar minan, shelo neda, but put yourself in the same situation? We would have to get institutionalized. Lo kacha? They would put us in a straitjacket and throw us in the... what's it called? Hashem Yerachim. How did David HaMelech do it? No, you know, nowadays, today, you know, there's a big, especially since COVID, there's a big focus on mental health. You know? Now, mental health. Now, again, mental health was always important, but there's now such a big dagesh because they saw what COVID did to people physically, but some people succumbed to COVID physically, and some people succumbed to COVID emotionally, mentally. A lot of people went, because of the social aspect, loneliness. It's a lot of things. How does a person remain sane? David HaMelech, you see in Tehillim that he asked himself that question. He's giving you the answer. He says, you know what? It was hard. There was only one lifeline in my entire life that helped me get through all of it, and that was the Torah Kedosha. Yeah? Because the Torah gives a person simcha.
So why do we learn at Tisha B'Av? I was learning at Tisha B'Av.
I'll tell you, there's a massive vart that I heard yesterday, huge, from a Gaon of Olam Shlita. I visited him yesterday on Purim. He said, I want to tell you a vart. He says, Zerichvot Purim. This was a vart that was said by the Eish Kodesh, by the Piazetzner Rebbe, Alav Shalom, in the Warsaw Ghetto during the Holocaust. You know, he was killed, Al Kiddush Hashem. So he said, this was on Purim, in the Warsaw Ghetto, in the middle of the Holocaust. Can you imagine people's morale? Like, nothing. It's terrible. So he gathered people. He says, you know, there's a famous Kitve Ari. Everybody knows that we call, what's Yom HaKippurim, Yom Kippur. Yom HaKippurim is Yom HaKippurim. The Yom Kippur is like Purim, right? Purim is very... He says, what's the connection between Yom Kippur and Purim? You ever ask yourself that question?
It's supposed to be happy.
Listen to this. Listen to what the Eish Kodesh said. In the middle of Warsaw Ghetto, during the Holocaust, he said, unbelievable. He says, on Yom Kippur, you have to fast whether you like it or not. And on Yom Purim, you have to be happy whether you like it or not. You understand the connection? You understand? Nobody asked you whether you want to fast on Yom Kippur. So too, nobody asked you whether you want to be joyous on Yom Purim. You have the depth of what he was saying, when he was saying it, and to whom he was talking. It's a big zah. Told me that I got like goosebumps. It's a big zah. And he told me, it's like, can you on a day like today, Shushan Purim, it's Asul Haspid, Asul B'Ta'anit, right? It's also Purim. It's hard to be happy on a day like today. And especially it's Shushan Purim, Erev Shabbat Kodesh, Aval Mag, Dola Dor Alach. It's like a very, it's a hard pill to swallow on such a day. Aval Manasseh, that's, Ki lo machshevotai machshevotechem, says the Navi HaKadosh Baruch Hu's thought process and his deen are very different than what...
Rabbi, the deen is for Shabbat. The person wants to cry and that will relieve him. He's allowed to. Is that the same thing for Purim? Imagine a person has some issue over there that he needs to cry to let it out. So is that the same deen as for Shabbat?
Sure. There's no isur to cry on Purim. There's an isur to be maspid on Purim. There is, however, an isur to cry on Shabbat. That's the difference. There's no isur to cry on Purim. Now, Rabotai, I want to just finish off with this thing. If you remember, Mikey just read us the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, What was interesting about the Shulchan Aruch, Mikey?
Shoalim,
not Dorshin. Maran didn't say Dorshin as the two did. Maran said only Shoalim, which means what? Which means that Maran held that you don't... What does Shoalim mean? Literally, Shoalim.
Ask.
Ask, which means what? Pursue. Ask questions. Dorshin means what?
The change.
No, Dorshin means...
Go out to people.
Teach. Teach. Ask. Teach. The Tur said you got to do both. Maran writes, he brings the Girsa that what? You don't have to do both during the 30 days before. Only ask, which means what?
Which he tells the Asad to go like.
Oh, I'm going to ask you now. The Mishnah Berura in the Biur Halacha, in the first Biur Halacha, in Hilchot Pesach, has a long Biur Halacha on this Maran. He says, Lama Maran, why did Maran not write Dorshim? There's many Rishonim that write Dorshim. He brings the Ran, which means Be'emet. What's the nafkamina? What's the difference whether the Shulchan Aruch said Dorshin or not? And what's the difference between the answer that Bet Yosef? Listen carefully. The question is, let me ask you. If you can handle it, if you have plenty of time to learn every day, Metsuyan, split it up. But let's say you don't have a lot of time to learn in the day. You have a limited amount of time. And you are able to learn one topic, and you usually learn one topic a day. Let's say, like many other people, you are a dafyoni yid, right? You have, let's say, an hour, 45 minutes, half an hour a day to learn. Mashkazit, yeah? And many people, what do they do during that half hour, 45 minutes? Dafayomi, metsuyan, excellent. Says the Mishnah Berura, in Biur Halacha, lehalacha he writes that according to the other Rishonim, you know, during these 30 days before Pesach, you know what you have to do? You have to drop other things that you're learning and focus your energies on learning Hilchot Pesach. You got to drop other stuff. Yeah? It's a very interesting... According to that Shita, that Shoalin Vedorshin, that means if you have plenty of time to learn, so what do you do? You do your Daf Yomi and you do your Torah Nevi'im Chtuvim and you do Hilchot Pesach Metsuyan. It doesn't say how much you have to learn every day of Hilchot Pesach. But if you only have a very limited amount of time in the day to learn, according to the Mishnah Berura, he passes lemaskana and the Biur Halacha, you have to drop your other learning topics, and for these 30 days preceding Pesach, to adopt which learning? Hilchot Pesach.
Then you're going to stop Daf Yom.
Tov. So be it.
What about the long man?
Malasot. This is the Halacha.
Not about the Daf, about the Yom.
So we should do the same thing?
Yeah, no. So what do you... You don't want to miss your dafyomi. So what do you do? What's
learn more?
Learn more. Sleep less. Work less. Eat less. And then you'll have more time. You'll have time for your Pesach, and you have time for dafyomi mitzuyah. But if you come back to the Mishnah Berura over here in the beginning of Pesach, and you ask him, Hagaon Chafetz Chaim, according to the Rishonim that you're bringing me, and you're arguing on the Pashtut of Dat Shulchan Aruch, I have, no matter what I do, I have half an hour in the day to learn, period. No more. I can either focus it only on Daf Yomi or on Hilchot Pesach. Only on an Yodama, whatever other topic in the Torah, or Hilchot Pesach, not both. What would the Mishnah Berurah tell you?
Pesach.
But he says, but I have Limud Kavua. I have a set learning schedule that this is what I learn during the rest of the year. What would the Mishnah Berurah say? Drop it. Come back after Pesach. Zedat the Mishnah Berurah.
Come back after Pesach. One more. What do you say that you would have to keep the Pesach?
It doesn't say how much on Pesach. It just says you have to be Doresh to give a Drasha on Pesach. Now,
what is Doresh to mean?
To give a Drasha, to expound, to give a sermon. You ever give a sermon? Sermons, I don't like that word.
Sounds like
a sermon to be doresh basora. Yeah. However, Maran zichrono lebracha writes in Yabi Alman chelik bet orachayim siman kaf bet. He writes over there. He brings down this Mishnah Berura and he says bimchilat kvot torato halacha is kedat Maran.
Yeah.
Not like the Mishnah Berura. Maran, what do you think? He just left out the word on purpose. When Maran Shulchan Aruch leaves out a word, that just like when he says something, it speaks volumes. When he leaves something out, that also speaks volumes. Why do you think that Maran would hold that Why do you think Maran took out the word Dorshin? Because what? Apparently Maran held that the Ikara Terutz is like the Ran. That this halakha doesn't apply to Yechidim and their learning patterns or whatever. Ikara halakha is whom?
Like
for the poskim. So now what? That means, aha, the poskim got to start brushing up. Got to do chazara, chazara, even for a posik, even for Tamid Chacham Muflag, if he's answering Pesach Shailas, he must, mayase, is do chazara. Asur, even for a posik, to rely only on prior knowledge. Yadata,
Edzi? In
general also. Now, it doesn't mean that he has to learn it with the same intensity that he learned it the first few times. Elama, depends on his experience. He'll open up the sefer and quickly, ma,
he remembers it.
He looks at it, but he must do chazara. The poskim have to, you know.
Do you chazara for Pesach?
Not yet. I started. I don't know me. Chazor Ovadia is a mitzuyan. But Chazor Ovadia, especially if you're a posek, Chazor Ovadia is very important to be learned, but after the basis. After you have the basis of the Tur Bet Yosef, Shulchan Aruch, Nos Ekeni, Mishnah Berurah, you have that in your pocket, Chazon Ovadia comes and gives you the gift wrap of the sugya. You understand? That's like, it makes the sugya beautiful. Evanta, Mani Omer? Mm-hmm. Now, as follows. And there's Chazon Ovadia, Sefer Chazon Ovadia, Pesach. And there's also She'elot Tufshugot, Chazon Ovadia, Al Ilfot Pesach.
Now,
so therefore, Maran Zichrono Livracha writes the Da'at Maran Shulchan Aruch is that you do not, if you have a Seder Kavua Balimut, yeah? Now all the Daf Yomi learners are going to be very happy with the Shulchan Aruch and Maran Zichrono Livracha. Yeah? What am I trying to say according to Halacha Ledaat Shulchan Aruch? Do I have to drop my previous learning?
No.
It's a din in the Rav HaPosek, not in other people. Now, does that mean that you can completely shirk your responsibility from learning in Chod Pesach? No. Everybody should make time. Whenever they have a few minutes here or there, learn a few halachot here, a few halachot. Why? Because just because you're not a Rav HaPosek, that means you don't have to know Hilchot Pesach? What are you talking about? Now, it's true that when you're not a Rav HaPosek, you don't have to know all of the Hilchot Pesach, like Dine Afiyat Matzot, Dine, you know, all these. Because, you know, when was the last time?
When you did baking.
Running a matzah back.
You're going to the store, but when we say Hilchot Pesach for laymen, listen very carefully. Hilchot Pesach for laymen, what you need to know is as follows. Okay, listen carefully. Dine bdikat uvi or chametz. Okay, that's important for laymen. Dine hechsher kelim, knowing how to kasher the kitchen for Pesach. And dine lela seder. When we speak about...
He
says, raise my hand. Lama says.
What is chametz? Anyway,
huh?
If you know what is chametz.
Yeah, but dine afiyata matzot. It's not... If you're running a matzah factory, or if you're baking your own matzah, so you want to know dine afiyat matzot. But in general, you buy matzot, imashgachot, v'zeh shalom. You're somech aleihim. Ma zeh? Zeh kvar ata amarta. And he says like this. Aval mikol makom. So remember, again, you don't have to.
You said which one?
You don't have to drop. First of all, lahalacha ulmaaseh. According to Maran Shulchan Aruch Lasfaradim, you do not have to drop your seder limud kavua. You can continue with your seder limud kavua, but just what the poskim have to brush up, and even yechidim, even the am, has to be proficient with only specific topics in Pesach. Again, what were they? Bdikat uvi'ur chametz. Okay.
First parak of Pesachim.
First parak, but I'm saying, let's say that a person who only has a little, is not learning it from Masechet Pesachim. Generally, he's learning it probably from either Shulchan Aruch, or he's learning from Yerkut Yosef, or from Chazon Ovadia. Yeah? So, we said, B'dikat uvi'ur chametz, hechsher kelim, right? Meaning haga'ala and kashering in the kitchen, and halachot av lela seder.
Also, hilchot erev Pesach also.
Hilchot erev Pesach, nachon. Erev Pesach v'lela seder, I'm saying, it goes together. But that's the bare minimum for people. Tov, Abotai. You want to ask a question?
Yeah. Being that most of us are sitting at the table like
Mash'elatech v'inatin lach.
Yeah. So most of us are in like 2 storm a day, then mornings and nights. How much time do you think we should put
and afternoons?
Some of us.
Halevai. Tagid amen.
Halevai, amen.
Tagid amen.
Amen.
You had that.
So you had
how much time should we be putting to learning Hilchot Pesach?
There's no prescribed amount of time.
So recommend,
but if you're a Bentera, or even if you're not, everyone's a bentayer, but if you have longer sidrei limud during the day, So I would say at least half an hour to 45 minutes. Take Shulchan Aruch and Mishneh Berurah. With Poskei Sfarad also. Shulchan Aruch, Mishneh Berurah, Poskei Sfarad. Every day, 30 to 45 minutes. If you have less than that amount of time, if you are a Baal Bayit, if you're a working person and you have less than that amount of time that you can dedicate, you take yourself either a Sefer Chazon Ovadia al Ilchot Pesach or Sefer Shel Yerkut Yosef on Ilchot Pesach and take, I would say, at least 15 minutes a day to learn.
Starting now.
Huh?
Starting today.
Right now. Yeah. Starting from yesterday, really, according to some posting. But according to all posting, you get
by yourself, today, everyone agrees.
Everybody today, you get yourself some Sefer Piskei Halachot on Ilchot Pesach. If you are a working now, guess what? You know what the beauty of Shabbat is? There's no balabatim on Shabbat. There's no working folks on Shabbat.
And Sundays.
Oh, very good. Shabbat and Sunday. Everybody is kulanu talmidei chachamim. Kulanu chachamim, kulanu nevonim. You have plenty of time. So then you can dedicate more time. You take a sefer, any sefer piskei halachot. But you have to make sure because there's not all of the piskei halachot are created equal. Some are, you have to know which one you want to follow. Piskei halachot of poskei Ashkenaz are not always,
especially by Pesach,
are not always in tune with the minhagim and the masoret ha-psika of the Sfaradim. And I'll tell you something more, that even among poskei Sfarad, there's many different minhagim and many different shitot about things, especially in Ilchot Pesach, that are very different. So you have to choose. And Baruch Hashem Shiv'ayim Panim LaTorah, all of them are legitimate. But you have to pick if you want to go Kida'at, Maran HaShulchan Aruch, and Maran Zichrono Lebracha, Maran Chacham Ovadia. That's one derech. Then you have another derech of the Ben Ish Chai Kaf HaChaim. Then you have another derech of the Or LeZion. And there's different. So you have to, you know, pick and stick whoever you usually adopt as your posek, as your more derech. You take that sefer and go through it. And that's the beauty. Ben Ish Chai and Ilchot Pesach is very short. Is short. It's in Parashat Tzav. But that's how the sefer was written, because it was a sefer that was written based on drashot, only short piskei halachot. But you can take also poskim that open it up. You know, there's many different things. Or if you want to do that, that's beautiful. You want to take sefer halichot olam, you open it up. That brings the Ben Ish Chai b'Hilchot Pesach and the hagaot of Maran Zichrono Lebracha on the Ben Ish Chai is gam yafeh meod. Yeah, but make sure you take sefer shel piskei halacha. So you walk into the seder menumad. There's nothing like rabotai. There's nothing like walking into any holiday or any mitzvah for that matter, educated. There, you cannot compare performing a mitzvah or doing a halacha when you're educated and involved versus not. It's two different. Right? Imagine a person walks into tefillah and he davens and he puts on talit utfilin ve'akol. I'm not yodei halachot. Okay, it's still a good thing, obviously. Versus a person who learned the halachot, he knows the halachot of tefillah. He knows the halachot. He went through it. He lives in chot tefillah, chot tzitzit, tefillin, keret shema tefillah. It's a totally different lifestyle. Nachon? Oto davar bePesach, rabotai. Tov, ad kan. We're gonna now say a word on the parsha. Takshiv.